This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
A Broadway producer. This is just amazing. Marcus Chung joins us on the phone. Good morning, Marcus.
Good morning. Thanks a lot, Aaron, and thanks a lot, Dan, for having me on the show.
Oh, the privilege. The pleasure is all ours. Tell us, first of all, this journey, Angels the Musical, in the best way you can, that won't take half an hour or an hour, which I know the story really does go that long. The brief way, give us the ballpark kind of view of how Angels the Musical happened.
Well, Angels began with having a vision, having a dream, and pursuing it. You know, pursuing it diligently, persevering through every challenge, and we're in the midst of that journey right now. So but it all begins with getting that vision and really going for it.
When you say you're in the midst of that journey right now, explain to us exactly where it's at.
Okay, so a few years ago, we packed up from Australia and committed ourselves to producing this project here in New York. And so we relocated over here. And this is all documented on this TV show, which airs next week, where they follow the journey of us, like, setting up the company, raising the investors, going through the process of auditioning and casting people, going into the rehearsals, and preparing to mount the production. And it's been a real roller coaster ride because things don't always go the way that you plan, and there are a lot of surprises on that journey. So that's why, we're right in the middle of things right now because, you know, the initial plans that we had, took an unexpected turn. And I don't want to spoil it all because that's what, you know, the journey that is documented on this TV show.
Fair enough. We'll have to wait and see. Tell us, the first time you heard one of the songs sung, performed with the orchestra and the backing, what was that experience like?
It's really exhilarating when you hear something that only existed in your imagination come to life with real people, real musicians, and you see the potential that it has come to life. But the most exciting thing is see the impact that it has on the people. And it's been a real privilege to just, like, get that feedback from people in the audiences who have seen and heard the music and actually hear that their lives have been changed and their lives have been affected for the good and really in really positive ways. And that's the most exhilarating thing.
Did you ever have someone, I imagine you would, like, before it all took off and you just say to someone for the first time, hey, I've got this idea, right? I want to go to New York and produce a Broadway musical. Do you ever get a response that was, you know, quite flat saying, yeah, good luck with that, man?
I think exactly what you're saying. It's a big challenge, big task, and it seems impossible. And there are so many obstacles and challenges in the way. You really got to do is take a moment and actually go, are you crazy? Is this impossible? And really find out whether this is something that you're meant to be doing because it is a big challenge and a big task.
Now, of course, you must have spent decades studying music, a PhD in music theatre, tell us about your experience before entering this project.
Well, my experience was a lot with you, Aaron, back in the days producing TV and projects like that. But the real musical genius behind Angels is our composer, Ken Lai. And he's the one that spent years studying at the best school in New York and learning, how to really do something that is Broadway quality. And it's like a real... it was really great to be partnered with Ken in the creation of this musical because it's a team effort. It's not something that you do alone. It's the team that is surrounding you that makes things possible.
Well, we'd like to see it. Are you bringing it? Home?
I mean, that's really our greatest hope to share this story in this musical as widely as possible, and there would be nothing greater than to share it with our country and our home in Australia, and we look forward for the opportunity to make that happen.
What's the plan then? Obviously, that would take quite a lot of work to do. What's your initial plan? What does 2010 hold for Marcus Chung and the Angels the Musical?
That's a big question. I think the first thing is that the thing that is happening most imminently is that the story thus far is going to be on SBS, on TV, starting next week, next Thursday at 8:30 p.m. And that's going to be that first most imminent thing where our story, the journey thus far, gets actually like shared with the people all over Australia. And from that point on, we're just planning to build the team, build the people, and so that we can take the show and reach more and more audiences. So that's really what the plan is. But if there's one thing I've learned is that things are very surprising, and you can't really predict the future. And so you just have to go in with and take every opportunity with open eyes and, you know, with wide steps.
Well, you have done an absolute ripper of a job. I think it's excellent. I think it should be inspiring to any younger crew out there who have a big dream, not to give up on it and to pursue it. So, Marcus Chung, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Dan. Thanks a lot, Aaron.
Oh, absolute pleasure. Angels in New York, you will catch that. It's over 4 weeks on SBS One from February 18 at 8:30, as Marcus was saying. You can track that journey of this Broadway musical
that will be
being
excellent.
Put together. I'd love to play a little excerpt. This is one of the pieces from Angels, the musical. It's called One True Friend. Have a bit of a listen to this. It's a musical. It's pretty cool.
It is a musical, and it is pretty cool.
The first time I got wind that Marcus was wanting to do this, we were traveling in the car off to a shoot, and he was listening to Disney musicals, and his glove box was filled with CDs of every possible musical.
Oh, wow.
And I said, what are you doing? And he says, oh, I'm researching. Oh, I'm going to write a musical and take it to Broadway. And I said, yeah, okay, cool.
Oh, you were that guy.
No,
you
I wasn't. Were that guy. I wasn't that guy. I said, wow. But see, in the back of my mind, I thought if anyone could pull it off, it would be Marcus.
You were thinking.
No, I wasn't. I was sort of thinking, wow, that's crazy. But yeah, at the same time, in the back of my mind, oh, you know what? I think Marcus could pull that off.
It's encouraging because you and I have a dream.
Oh, no. What? Which
we
one?
We do. You and I have a dream.
The doctor one? Huh? That didn't work out so well yesterday.
Yeah, you and I have a dream to become professors.
Professors, sorry.
And to find a biblical artifact.
Yes.
And just speaking to Marcus really lifted my spirits, I have to say. I'm already an adjunct fellow at the University of Western Sydney.
Anyway. Hope1032. What I'll do is I'll give you the website for the musical. It's angelsthemusical.com. Okay, we'll podcast that interview at hope1032.com.au, but angelsthemusical.com if you want to find out more about Marcus and the team.
This has been a Hope1032 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.